Okay, then. Let's see if you can keep up.
What do you mean if I can keep up?
Patron of the fallen angels. Protector of the Circulimani. The Great Circle.
Welcome back to the channel, everyone. I'm Saladino. I don't know how exactly I feel about Indiana Jones and the Great Circle. I don't know exactly what to think. Because on the one hand, it looks really good. Like, the cutscenes do a great job of capturing that indie feel. Even more than, like, the Dial of Destiny does. This feels more like it could be a film than Dial of Destiny. But, and there is a big but, there is definitely issues around the game. At least with the way that it's presented and the way that they talk about it in the showcase. You know, there's some serious red flags waving around.
Till Uppsala, Sverige, här hos Machine Games. We are really excited to finally be able to share our work on Indiana Jones. Since the first film came out, Indiana Jones has always represented the ultimate adventure. Even today, it's one of the most iconic franchises in pop culture.
I think it's funny that they only name the first three films. They don't even count The Crystal Skull. Forget about the Dial of Destiny. They don't even count The Crystal Skull. They're just like, nope, there's only three movies in the Indiana Jones franchise. Now, of course, I put the Young Indiana Jones Chronicles in there as well. In some ways, I like that more than I like the movies. But
in this game, you aren't just playing as Indy. You are Indiana Jones. You will see through his eyes and experience a journey that we hope lives up to the proud legacy of Indiana Jones.
So that's the first big thing for me. The big serious issue of this game for me is the first person shooter aspect. I don't buy this thing about you're not just going to be playing as Indy Jones. You will be Indy Jones. We will see it from his eye. No. Machine Games just makes first person shooters, and that's why they did it. I mean, I don't see any other reason why this should be a first person shooter other than, again, Machine Games makes first person shooters. But I don't buy this thing that to play an Indiana Jones game, you have to see it through his eyes. I feel like because of the fact that it's, you know, a movie franchise, seeing it in third person is preferable. There might also be this thing where they already have Tomb Raider and Uncharted. So this is going to try to make it seem different since those games take so much from Indiana Jones. But that's the one big thing that I don't like about this is the first person shooter aspect.
I've wanted to make an Indiana Jones game forever. I'd had this idea for what it would be like and the story, what Indy was going after, what period of his life it was in, what kind of arc he was gonna have. I can remember pitching Lucasfilm on the game and being, you know, a little bit nervous because, look, it's, you know, Indiana Jones, and their response was just overwhelmingly positive, and just that excitement has bled through the whole project.
I believe Todd Howard when he says he's passionate about Indiana Jones. However, given today's climate, you know, with the release of the Dial of Destiny and the fact that Kathleen Kennedy is in charge of Lucasfilm, the fact that he's like, oh, you know, I was nervous about going to Lucasfilm to pitch this because, you know, this is such an important storied franchise, but they don't care. Lucasfilm doesn't care anymore. They're just like, sure, whatever. And so I'm partly worried about what Todd Howard pitched that made them go, sure, do it. Fine, whatever. And this thing about, well, Machine Games, my friends at Machine Games are the one who could do it. I hope it's not just because, well, they've done Nazi era, World War II era games before. Indy fits perfectly in that, so I'll just go to them.
Just different ways to
This woman looks hideous. Even Marion. Marion was cute and feminine. She was a good-looking woman. I don't know why they're trying to defeat the male gaze in an Indiana Jones game. This is supposedly set at the height of Hollywood. You know, the golden age of Hollywood. And yet you have this.
Indiana Jones is such an iconic character. And he means so much to so many people.
Even this chick is hotter than the love interest or whatever. I don't even know if she's a love interest the way she looks. But my thing is this. These women don't even have to always be bombshells. They don't have to have huge, you know, tits and juicy asses and all that stuff. They don't have to have this stuff spilling out all over the place. But they have to at least be attractive. They have to be cute. They have to be feminine. This woman at least is attractive enough to be like, okay, fine. If you don't want us to sexualize or objectify, you know, a stacked chick, fine. At least this girl looks like a girl. You know, and she looks feminine.
We have the opportunity to tell a new Indiana Jones story for a modern gaming audience.
See, this guy is a plant, all right? I'm convinced he's a plant. This is the first major red flag for me, even more than the ugly love interest or whatever she is. She looks lesbian, so I don't know if she really is the love interest. But even more than her was this guy with the pride colors and the fact that he has to say, this is our chance to tell a new Indiana Jones for a modern audience. Everybody knows that they know that modern audience is anathema to gamers and fans. Nobody believes in modern audiences. It just means them. It means Twitter. It means people like them who, you know, virtue signal, wear pride flags on their shirts and stuff like that. The fact that he's going to take Indiana Jones' story, a story about a rake, a rascal, a scoundrel, a rustabout, an adventurer who kills. The fact that we have to hear this crap about a modern audience, it does not bode well for this game. Like, despite how good the cutscenes look and the feel of it, that's the thing where I'm like, yeah, I'm convinced the CIA is behind this, because there's no reason for this game and for the people working on this game to be talking about modern audiences. And
Indiana Jones and the Great Circle is set between Raiders of the Lost Ark and The Last Crusade.
When our game begins, Indiana is working at Marshall College. He wakes up in the middle of the night to the sounds of a break-in and rushes to confront the thief in the college museum. The mysterious giant of a man makes off with what seems to be a historically insignificant artifact, sparking Indiana's curiosity.
Who the hell are you?
Now see here, boy. You're approaching a white man, a distinguished white professor, at night.
The only thing is, okay, so Tony Todd is in it. Big black dude. And is he working with the Nazis? Because aren't these Nazis the... What, you know,
maybe what's going to happen is he's not working with the Nazis. He's working with his own faction. And whatever he's stealing belonged to his people. And so he's reappropriating what Indy has culturally appropriated in the past. And so it's going to be this thing where later in the game, we're going to find that out. Indy is going to be chastised for cultural appropriation. The lesbian love interest or whatever is going to, you know, check Indy on his privilege, and he's going to apologize to Tony Todd and Tony Todd's people for stealing their precious artifact or something. That's what's probably going to happen.
And of course, our characters do a lot to help bring the world to life as well. Next to Indy, Gina is our other main protagonist. Where Indy is pursuing answers just for the sake of curiosity, Gina has a personal stake in getting to the bottom of the core mystery.
Gina is an investigative reporter who has a lot riding on this adventure. She's been tracking a lead for some time, and now she's found an ally in this determined American professor.
Okay, so this is the other major red flag. It's actually probably the same red flag as the plant talking about,
it's our turn to make Indiana Jones game for a modern audience.
Even though that was the Dial of Destiny did that. But this is the other major red flag. The fact that not only does she look like a lesbian, she's unattractive. You look at the concept art with her. She has no body, no boobs, nothing. She doesn't look like much of anything. What they're doing is they're literally saying that this is the other main protagonist. She's a co-protagonist. So are they saying you're going to have to play as this character as well? There's no other reason to call her the other protagonist in a video game than if you're saying that you're going to have to play as her. There's no way. Like, that's the thing. That would be the deal breaker for me. If you have to play as her, I'm not playing the game. Nobody wants to play an Indiana Jones game and play as some woman named Gina who's determined whatever she's trying to do. I don't give a shit. Like, this is MJ all over again. I don't know why these people think. And this is the thing. They know what gamers want. They know what this hobby is and who it's for. And what they're doing is, and I keep saying this, it's weird how this is a hobby for geeks, nerds, people who want to see attractive women in games. Like I said, they don't have to be perfect tens, but they have to be attractive. They have to be feminine. A lot of times you want to play as a male lead, especially if the game is about a male lead. If the Spider-Man game is about Spider-Man, you want to play as Spider-Man. You don't want to play as Miles. You don't want to play as MJ. But the idiots that they hire to work on this stuff now,
They don't like what nerds like, but they've been given power to decide what we should get. So they're doing things like taking an Indiana Jones game, and they're saying that the other main protagonist is some weirdo that they just made up on their own. It's not even somebody. It's not like we also put Marion in the game, and she's a co-protagonist. I mean, they did it with MJ. People didn't like that when they did it with MJ. But they didn't even do that. They didn't say, okay, we put Marion in the game too. They've met up again, and they're fighting together, whatever, and you're going to play as Marion. No, they're literally saying, we've made up this new character. She's another main protagonist, and the way she's acting like the same old obnoxious bitch. She's acting like Phoebe Waller-Bridge was in Dial of Destiny. I don't get it. I don't understand. And I wonder if, I don't know how long Dial of Destiny was in development, but I wonder if Lucasfilm saw this story from Todd Howard and them, Machine Games, and decided, we're going to make a chick like this Gina character, and we're just going to put her in a movie, and the movie will come out first. And like, what are they doing? Nobody wants to play. And maybe you won't play as the character. It doesn't sound like you're not going to play as her, since they made a point of saying she's a main protagonist. If you don't play as her, but she's still in the game so much where she's considered the co-main protagonist, this is going to be a goddamn joke. They're never going to learn. They're not going to make money off this stuff, and they're going to keep trying to push it down people's throats. And then they're going to get mad at people who say, this is not what we want. Stop trying to change us. Stop getting mad at the things we like and thinking that you can go from the inside and like affect some kind of change and make us different types of people. We don't want to play as a lesbian. We don't want Indy to spend an entire game bantering with some lesbian who's talking shit about him the whole time.
Their paths are intertwined, and they'll need each other in order to get to the bottom of this mystery.
Okay, then. Let's see if you can keep up.
Fight. What do you mean if I can keep up?
And look, you can see here, even in the concept art, this earlier concept art, she was a better looking woman. And they decided, no, we can't have that. She looks too attractive even here. You've got to make her look like a crusty lesbian. And when I keep saying this lesbian thing, it's she's deliberately designed to look unappealing. She just is. It's clear that she doesn't look like she's going to be interested in Indy. They're going to probably have Indy interested in flirting with her, but she's not going to go for it. Call me Coomer-brained or whatever, but like I said, it's not really about perfect tense. The reason why I'm harping on this is that you have, they know, again, what we want, but you have these people who have issues with differences of gender. They have issues with straight people finding other people attractive. And so they're injecting their bullshit into what's just supposed to be entertainment. And Indiana Jones, he's not known, like, you know, he doesn't have Bond girls, right, the way James Bond does. But if you think about it, this motherfucker has had some really great looking women, and not just the movies, but in the TV show as well. I mean, especially the TV show. You know, you got Nancy Stratemeyer, who's like my favorite probably, but there's like Julieta and Vicky and Kate, Gloria, Peggy Peabody. You know, there's so many different ones. Mata Hari, he had an affair with Mata Hari. He had an affair with Edith Wharton, of all people, right? And to reduce everything to, oh, we're just going to have this lesbian woman make fun of him, and you're not going to get that. We're going to give you part of the Indiana Jones feel, but you're not going to have the attractive love interest to look at. Like,
we are making a game for everyone, whether you are very familiar with the franchise or not. Because at the heart of Indiana Jones is an incredible adventure, and I think that's something everyone wants to be part of. I'm also very excited to announce that Indiana Jones and the Great Circle will be coming later this year, and we cannot wait to share more soon.
So actually, that was a nice touch. I like the bit where Todd steals the statue or whatever. That's a nice little touch. I hope that Todd Howard didn't have to do too much of a humiliation ritual in order to get this game made. Whatever story he wanted to tell, he seemed very excited about it. I don't know how much it's compromised, though, by this modern audience bullshit that is being injected in everything, even to this day. Now, this game was already being worked on, so they're just following that playbook. It seems like they're still doubling and tripling down, so I don't know if things are going to change in the next year or so after all. If they're just going to keep doing this and just keep losing money. Personally, I'm probably not going to get the game. I don't know. I just can't help thinking about what Lucasfilm has become. and just thinking about what Steven Spielberg said about Kathleen Kennedy, who's the one running the show now, especially what he said concerning her idea of Indiana Jones.
I remember Kathy came into the room with her steno pad and her pencil, and she was horrible at taking notes, and she was terrible at, she didn't really know how to do it very well. But what she did know how to do was interrupt somebody in mid-sentence. We'd be pitching ideas back and forth, and Kathy, who's supposed to be writing these ideas down, suddenly put her pencil down and would say something like, "And what if he didn't get the girl, but instead he got the dog?"